The first reading is a reading from the book of Leviticus. The Lord said to Moses on Mount Sinai, 7 weeks of years shall you count, 7 times 7 years, so that the 7 cycles amount to 49 years. Then on the 10th day of the 7th month, let the trumpet resound. On this the day of atonement, the trumpet blast shall re-echo throughout your land. This 50th year you shall make sacred by proclaiming liberty in the land for all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, when every one of you shall return to his own property, every one to his own family estate. In this 50th year, your year of jubilee, you shall not sow, nor shall you reap the aftergrowth or pick the grapes from the untrimmed vines. Since this is the jubilee, which shall be sacred for you, you may not eat of its produce, except as taken directly from the field. In this year of jubilee, then, every one of you shall return to his own property. Therefore, when you sell any land to your neighbor or buy any from him, do not deal unfairly. On the basis of the number of years since the last jubilee shall you purchase the land from your neighbor, and so also on the basis of the number of years for crops shall he sell it to you. When the years are many, the price shall be so much the more. When the years are few, the price shall be so much the less. For it is really the number of crops that he sells you. Do not deal unfairly, then, but stand in fear of your God. I, the Lord, am your God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. O God, let all the nations praise you. O God, let all the nations praise you. May God have pity on us and bless us. May he let his face shine upon us. So may your way be known upon earth, among all nations, your salvation. O God, let all the nations praise you. May the nations be glad and exult, because you rule the peoples in equity. The nations on earth you guide. O God, let all the nations praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit. God, our God, has blessed us. May God bless us, and may all the ends of the earth fear him. O God, let all the nations praise you. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." But now Herod had arrested John, bound him and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests and delighted Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here, on a platter, the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given, and he had John beheaded in prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him, and they went and told Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see when someone speaks the truth, it might cost them their head, as when we hear in the gospel today. And then the guilt of that causes him to always think that John the Baptist is there. But we need to always speak truth. But we got to speak truth in love. That's just what we got to do. That's the way Jesus did it. And that's what we got to do. No matter the cost. People might hate us, they might write against us, they might call us all kinds of names. Some people will be killed, but we still need to speak truth. So today, ask for the grace to always speak truth, God's truth, not your truth, God's truth. And the greatest truth is God is love. And that we need to be people of love in this world, period, because that's who God is. And that must be who we are. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.